producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the last 2 weeks, massive news has broken in the alternative Real Free Press. High level FDA whistleblowers coming forward about the cover-up of autism that they've known for decades is being triggered in great part, it's a cocktail of reasons, but in great part by autoimmune responses caused by vaccines and autoimmune disorders then being created in the brain and the gut of children and a scourge of neurological disorders. John Rappaport will join us for about 40 minutes, 20 minutes into the transmission in the second hour. Then we're going to have Joe Biggs from El Paso. He's got a lot of big breaking news dealing with the Homeland Security saying that they believe there is an imminent threat being planned and that an attack will take place. They said that last Friday and again on Sunday in and around El Paso, the Fort Bliss Joint Task Force 6 area. I want to be clear. I'm the guy that exposes false flag. I'm the guy that officially began questioning 9/11 on the day of the event. I see comments on InfoWars saying, you know, Alex, why are you saying there could be a real ISIS threat? Why are you know, it's going to be a hoax, it's going to be a false flag. It is a false flag because ISIS has been empowered and funded by NATO and Homeland Security, and they'll use an attack to take our liberties. It does not mean there aren't jihadi nutballs that are coming to attack us. See, the media always spins it that a false flag means it's totally staged by the government. No. Elements of the government can fund terrorists and then let them attack. That's what most false flags are, is opening the door, letting it happen. Look at how the British government was in the news 2 days ago. It's going to, quote, retrain the jihadis coming back from Syria because huge amounts of them, tens of thousands, have come out of England. They're allowed to fly in and out. They're allowed to have Twitter and Facebook accounts. They are being protected. They're being protected here. It's in the news today in my stack that radical Islamist terrorists are using the open borders and the open visa program. You can get a visa basically from any country in the world, just come here and never leave. And we are being infiltrated by people that are planning to blow stuff up. And it will be used to set up checkpoints at malls and everywhere else for the American people. So I'm against it, and it is a false flag. Any way you cut it, any way you slice it, any way you dice it, any way, yes, it's staged. But yes, folks, it could be a real attack, and it could be bad. They've got 15,000 Stinger-type impads, surface-to-air missiles. I can just see the takedown of this country, how they're going to do it. I cannot believe this. It's just, they destroyed the borders. They're destroying the dollar. They're launching all these illegal wars. They've turned Al-Qaeda loose. The news is criticizing Senator Rand Paul because he's been anti-interventionist. Acting like, ooh, you're discredited, Rand. You were against attacking Syria. And look, now ISIS is running wild. Our government armed ISIS to destabilize Syria. Rand Paul was the one that criticized it. He's the one proven correct. But they turn it around and spin it. It's like, ooh, Matt Drudge, you're discredited. You said that there's a $5,000 fine if you don't get Obamacare. Ah. When there is a $5,000 fine. It's like, oh, you know, Rand Paul's discredited. He was proven completely right. And they just flip it around in the media like, see, Rand, we should have attacked Syria. What, on the side of Al-Qaeda? why Al-Qaeda is now ISIS and running wild all over the world? I mean, it is just, the public has none of the basics.
Decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll free 888-253-313.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other. Until I kissed you.
Central, that's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We're here live, broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones, already the fourth day of September 2014. Joe Biggs and our crew are down on the Texas border where Homeland Security is saying they believe an imminent, credible threat of a ISIS-Al-Qaeda attack will happen on or before September 11th in and around the Joint Task Force 6 Military Command Center based outside El Paso. And we have Joe Biggs with huge breaking inside intel joining us in the third hour today. There's also major whistleblowers from inside the government going public that there has been an ongoing cover-up at the CDC and the FDA that vaccines are indeed one of the big factors triggering the huge upsurge from 1 in 25,000 30 years ago to now 1 in 56 North American children developing neurological disorders in the autism spectrum. Now, if you'll remember, back in 2000, it was leaked in 2004, there was a secret CDC meeting, and the minutes were released with the director and all the top scientists, more than 50 of them in the room, concluding that it is triggering autoimmune disorder in the brain, and that it is literally causing a giant problem, and that they should not give it to their families. And the CDC director said, "I will tell my granddaughter not to give it to my children, my grandchildren. I will tell my daughter not to give it to my grandchildren." That was even on ABC News at the time. So this stuff's come out before. Then they'll run hoaxes saying, "Dr. Wakefield discredited with fake research in England, linking it to this." And then the media all says he's discredited and that he was caught, and then he's now suing and basically winning that lawsuit, proving that it was all a fraud. They could come out with a hoax tomorrow claiming that I robbed banks, ladies and gentlemen. It's not going to be true. Or that I said kill Michelle Malkin. Turned out that wasn't true. Or that I was behind the Boston bombing. They've said that before with no proof. Or that I'm deeply racist. Or blah, blah, blah. Or that I've died. Or that I'm in a sex tape. Or that I'm not really who I say I am. This is the type of stuff they do to anybody who they don't like. They had Democrats twice dress up like Klan members and show up at Rand Paul rallies when he was winning his Senate race. And then we and others went and searched their faces. They had their, you know, their faces open and found through Google image search that they were Democratic Party officials, low-level minions. And they do this all the time. I'm just saying, people have got to be aware of these dirty tricks. People have got to be aware of the type of stunts that get pulled out there. Now, where to start today? There is just so much to go through. I love how all over CNN and MSNBC, there's a full court press to get demonstrations going all over the United States today, promoting $15 an hour minimum wage. And Kurt Nemo has the headline at Infowars.com, "Fight for $15 minimum wage is a fight for compulsory unemployment." That's absolutely true if you understand the economics. Kurt Nemo breaks it down. The article just went live minutes ago at Infowars.com. The globalists bring in unlimited undocumented illegal aliens. We've got major studies out today showing that they got the majority of new jobs, in some states all the new jobs, like Tennessee, and that they will then work for illegal below minimum wage levels, get welfare supplement, and that that then drives down wages overall, but also taxes the welfare system. So you've got the Democrats and the unions openly lobbying for unlimited illegals to come in to drive down the wages, and then they complain and say, let's raise the wages compulsory, which will only cause layoffs of people who are working legally and lawfully in the system with benefits. Because I want to explain something to people that don't employ. When you pay someone $15 an hour, when you pay the FICA and the Social Security and the payroll taxes and all of it, on average, it's higher in some states, but I'm in Texas. If somebody's paid $15 an hour, you're really paying them about $22 an hour. If somebody's getting paid $20 an hour, you're basically paying them $29 an hour. So you cannot afford in this economy, in many operations out there, to pay someone $15 because it's really 20-something. And that's not even adding in all the other regulations and taxes. Notice that Obamacare raises payroll taxes. Notice that Obamacare puts huge taxes on businesses and has caused giant waves of layoffs. Notice Obamacare makes you get people health care if they have more than 30 hours. So across the nation, we saw a massive increase in people going to part-time. So then they went out and got multiple jobs, which they count as new jobs, and then try to say, oh, look, we've added 20 million new jobs. No, you've actually cut people, so they had to go get a second or third job. So when you know the real economics, it's a total screw job on working poor, which is designed to make you just go ahead and give up and go get on welfare or disability. Because you can get a better deal there than working. And then you add all the county and city and health taxes and regulations and VATs and sales taxes and environmental taxes. It is unbelievable that the average business owner in Texas pays around 70% one way or another into taxes. You go to somewhere like New York, it's over 80%. San Francisco, over 80%. Unless you're a fat cat, like Nancy Pelosi that owns restaurants and hotels all over California, they literally write bills federally and state level exempting themselves from everything. Warren Buffett is exempt from basically everything. Nancy Pelosi, exempt basically from everything. Al Gore, exempt. General Electric, Google, exempt. Lehman Brothers, exempt. Wells Fargo, exempt. Bank of America, exempt. General Motors, exempt. Exempt, 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 exempt. They don't play by the same rules. That's the real discrimination. Cultural discrimination they hype up all day. Racial stuff, because the globalists just want us fighting with each other. And sure, there's some racial issues going on out there, and religious issues. There always has been. People are tribal. People getting clicks. Big deal. Grow up. Get over it. But the big discrimination that you can't get around is the globalists write the laws for high taxes on the little guy because they don't want competition. And that's why I harp on that every single day. Obama is allowed to get about a third or more of his donations that come out in the news from foreign illegal donors and publicly have foreign fundraisers with foreigners attending paying $20,000 a plate. Obama is allowed to have them on MSNBC lobbying to have illegals give money to the Democratic Party and give illegals driver's license. And meanwhile, Dinesh D'Souza, headline Reuters, humiliated Dinesh D'Souza seeks probation after guilty plea for getting friends to give $10,000 each to a senatorial campaign of a friend. That's right. So again, think about how all this operates. He's not exempt from the campaign finance laws. You understand that? And see, if you can exempt yourself from the regulations you put on others, you put everyone else at a disadvantage, you've rigged the game like a Don King boxing match, like a mafia-run horse race. And that's the end of a free market, that's the end of prosperity, and that's our biggest enemy in this country, is the elites have gamed the whole system, and now they've got all these fools out there wanting to raise the minimum wage from $8 or whatever it is up to 15, doubling it. And all that'll do is cut the unemployment. It'll cut the people that are working and put more people into unemployment. It'll bankrupt the system further. And it will also cause more inflation. And, of course, at some point you're going to have to say that, you know, you have to raise the wages just by the market factors. Because the dollar's being devalued so much, you're going to need $15 an hour just to survive if you pay the taxes, if you jump through all the hoops. But the average working poor person has all the taxes hidden in the bills and the things they pay, and they get a little $200 refund check at the end of the year, and they think the government's sending them money. show, the elite loves to game the poor while trying to destroy any upwardly mobile nouveau riche. Now, when we come back, huge developments on the ISIS front. Rand Paul says, I'm no isolationist. Also, CBS News says there's mystery cell towers going up nationwide. They don't know who's putting them up. We do. We'll tell you. Coming up, all this and a lot more.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable level 3 body armor on the market. KD level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't
now, that's Mikhail Phelan, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com writer. I do a story on this. DrudgeReport.com is linked to a CBS News story with the title, Rogue Cell Phone Towers Can Intercept Your Data, at least one found in Chicago. And they have the FBI quoted in here saying, we don't believe this is law enforcement. Quote, I doubt they are installed by law enforcement as they require a warrant to intercept conversations or data. And since the cell providers are ordered by the court to cooperate with the intercept, there really would be no need for this, Rice said. That's CBS2 security analyst Rose Rice, a former CIA agent, former FBI agent, said it's likely being used illegally. I'm going to read that again. CBS2 security analyst Ross Rice, a former FBI agent, said it's likely being used illegally. Quote, I doubt that they are installed by law enforcement as they require a warrant to intercept conversations or data, and since the cell providers are ordered by the court to cooperate with the intercept, there really would be no need for this, Rice said. Most likely they are installed and operated by hackers trying to steal personal identification passwords. Les Goldsmith, of CEO of ESD America, which makes secure cell phones, said law enforcement with a warrant can use interceptor devices if they need information in real time or if they don't want a cellular network to know that they are being tracked. The devices don't look like a tower, but are rather electronic boxes and laptops that trick a regular phone that isn't part of the actual cellular network. How did ESD customers discover the interceptor devices? ESD American Cell Phone protects users, and it goes on to basically be an infomercial for this company. Let's stop right there. Let's just stop right there. This is so frustrating because I could barely read that article because so much stuff was coming up in my mind as I read it because I know all the answers. Only because I'm focused on this. I'm not bragging. It's just I absolutely know what's going on from A to Z with this. And either that FBI agent, that former FBI agent, is either completely ignorant or was an FBI agent 10, 15 years ago. Because it's all open source known what's going on. Would everyone like me to tell you what's going on? We had a leaker inside, known to us, inside the Seattle government. I'll just say that. I won't say it was state or city, but out of Seattle. That sent us the secret diagrams earlier this year, in January, of the new cell towers. They don't look like cell towers, but cell boxes, hidden inside transformers, you name it, with cameras, microphones, but most importantly, their own cell system to grab everything. And it wires through the threat fusion center with the local police and Homeland Security. Now, I'm going to explain something. Since at least 1998, this has been in place in Austin, Texas. Microphones hidden, you name it. After I exposed it, it was in the front page of the paper in 1998. Chicago's got it. New York, Boston. They've spent over $5 billion in Boston alone, more than even New York. I don't know why. Since the 90s, putting these babies in. In one federal grant for Boston, it was like 6, 7 years ago, it was $2 billion in microphones and cameras and illegal cell towers. It is illegal. So you got some former FBI agent going, oh, we wouldn't do that. That's illegal. Give me a break. Now, does that mean there aren't hackers putting up their own fake stuff and their own wireless networks grabbing the data? Absolutely, that's going on. Does that mean there aren't criminals and corporations and foreign governments doing it? No, there's a bunch of people doing it. It is a free-for-all. When you put your stuff on the cloud, when you use a cell phone, you might as well be standing on the top of a roof screaming everything out at a sports stadium with a bullhorn. With voice print, everything, okay? It's all being listened to. It's all designed to be as easily grabbed as possible because they don't want to have to break encryption. The only encryption and algorithm is to crunch the data. And they've all got the keys to that. The keys are public. The globalists have put the keys out. They want Pandora's box to be so wide open and surveillance to be so ubiquitous that by the time it's announced to the slaves, it'll be too late. Now, when we come back, I'm going to finish breaking this down. But Mikhail Phelan wrote two articles about it. It's it just makes me want to throw up. Gee, what are all these cell towers grabbing those? That's illegal. It can't be the government. Yes, 98% of it is the degenerate government.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair pain-free and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here. I tell you, it is epic to be informed and very frustrating to see a former FBI agent in CBS television, there's a video report as well, going, oh, I'd be very surprised if this was law enforcement. We don't do things like secretly grab data illegally. We get warrants. That's like saying that sailors don't sail on ships. I mean, it's just the way they talk to the public, like, oh, there's no world government being formed. Oh, no. There's nothing bad in the vaccines. No. GMO is very good for you. And Roundup in the water supply, why, you could bathe in it and then get breast cancer and testicular cancer. And the public for so long has just gone, oh, everything's fine? Now, people on average do not believe everything's fine. But we're told that we're all being spied on because of Al-Qaeda when our own government's been arming them all over the world. And there's an article up on InfoWars.com the Obama administration policies that jihadists are using to legally immigrate to America. Did you know that one of the Americans that was recently killed fighting for ISIS once cleaned planes at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport? And the article links to the documents. Did you know they just got 11 large wide-body passenger jets at the Tripoli airport, and now the planes have disappeared? I'm going to say that again. When our government was funding and beefing up al-Qaeda in Iraq and al-Qaeda in Syria, that's what they called themselves, and the al-Nusra brigades and all of them, they wave black flags that are the symbol of Wahhabism with Wahhabist slogans. Do you understand? This is al-Qaeda. This is al-Qaeda's daddy, not its baby. And they're real, and there's hundreds of thousands of them, and it was in the British newspapers on Monday, and we covered it here, that the British government's going to re-educate the jihadis when they come back. That's right. British citizens are allowed to board planes, give money, go fight for ISIS, chop Christian heads off, and then come back, and then they get given a course. You know, like if you beat your wife, you go to a course four or five times, or you get caught drinking and driving. It's the same thing. They're going to get a social worker course. And then this article breaks down the open border policies that let these guys come in and out of the country. In a survey conducted by Pew Research, the Wall Street Journal, and the information released by the Minneapolis newspaper. I'm here looking at the sources. This is just Daily Caller, WorldNet Daily. The Minneapolis-St. Paul paper. It makes me want to throw up that our border is wide open and they have got government-financed cell phone towers up all over the place, illegally grabbing all of our data, running it through. And the argument by Homeland Security, when you read the congressional funding 2 years ago to put in the next wave of this stuff nationwide in every city and town, government boxes that sit up on top power transformers. In fact, we'll show TV viewers. Let's put Mikhail Phelan's articles up on screen from November of last year and January of this year. Exclusive government documents reveals DHS domestic spy takeover. New mesh network documents confirm police vehicles, real-time access to DHS spy cameras, cell phone data, everything. It is real-time to be given to the police once they sell it to the public at the threat fusion center level and beyond, grabbing all data, public and private, and running it through into consoles in the police cars, and then headset helmets and Google glasses. And it breaks down the whole thing being beta tested in Austin, Texas, Seattle, Washington, Chicago, Illinois, Boston, Massachusetts, New York, Miami, Florida, Los Angeles, San Francisco. I mean, we have all the documents. We know exactly what these mystery boxes are. We know who's grabbing the cell phone data. We know why it's causing all the drop calls. We have people inside, okay, who run the things in major cities telling us exactly what's going on. I've had to put reporters on airplanes to fly and meet with these people. We know, okay? They've got laser coupling systems in major cities where they shoot basically white light invisible lasers. You can't even see them during the day to your window, and they can listen to everything going on in your house. They can shoot it at a paper bag in your front yard and then bounce the sound waves off the window, off the paper bag, and then technically say they're not aiming it at your window and even get around having a warrant. But forget that. Parallel construction. parallel construction is what I told you about years ago. I was told by insiders over a decade ago that, listen, every major agency has access to everything lifetime. They don't give it to junior and mid-level people because they might blow the whistle on how illegal it is. But it's a giant criminal revolution against our privacy and our freedom, not for our security, but for a domestic takeover by globalists with the inside info. There it is. MIT develops tech to record conversations using inanimate objects, including a paper bag in your yard, including leaves. These algorithms are so powerful, folks, that leaves in a tree are picking up sound waves through your window, so they just aim the laser at the leaf. And then the computer dials in till it picks up what you're saying and doing, right out of the Joker Batman movie, where we're only going to use the sonar on these cell phones one time to tune it to the voice of the Joker and find him. They actually have that. 20 years ago, they had infrared satellites where they would pick up the signature of your shoulders, the top of your head, and track everywhere you went. They already have this worldwide, folks. They could control the borders. They could control everything. They don't want to. It's all completely illegal. And so imagine people are noticing these weird cell boxes and these things grabbing their data, and they're wondering who's breaking into their computers. It's come out the FBI has put out almost every major virus worm that's infected, in some cases, hundreds of millions of computers to, quote, find one bad guy. We were just infecting, you know, hundreds of millions of computers to catch one bad guy, and we finally caught him 3 years later with the technology, knowing he'd open it someday. No, they attacked all the networks, they stole the data, and then gave you some story how they, I mean, it's ridiculous. Meanwhile, our government is funding IS to murder over 200,000 Christians, chopping their heads off, murdering little children, over 100,000 non-radical Muslims, 300,000, look it up, conservative number, in Syria. I'm going to say it again. The people that run our government want jihadis chopping Christians' heads off. Are these good people? This grid is not to keep you safe. You can dress up like Osama bin Laden and walk across the border all day long right in front of military bases. Why do I know? We've now done it. Video's coming. You can dress up like Al-Qaeda, run around chopping heads off in front of military bases, and nothing happens. Simulated head choppings, nothing happens. That's how open it is. You can run around with ISIS flags on the border, nothing happens in America. But let me tell you, folks, they listen to everything I do, they track everything I do, and they can plant anything they wanted on me at any time, and you too. And that's how they control Congress, by the way, and that's how they control the Pentagon. I saw an article a few years ago where they came into work one day at the Pentagon, and over 10,000 computers had child porn on them. And they came into everybody and said, "You're under investigation now. Better do what you're told." You understand how this system works? This is pure evil, and it only gets worse. Yep, 2010. So, listen to this article again. Why, there's these cell towers popping up, and the telecoms don't own them, and no one knows who they are. Well, find out whose property it's on. Call the landowner, then they can call the police, and they can jack into it with their forensics people. And tell you exactly whose it is. They're not, folks, because it's Homeland Security or it's the CIA or Defense Intelligence or a private group. They're just, it could be hackers or somebody else. And they're on the news going, "Here's the fake tower. We don't know who has it." And then let's talk to the former FBI agent. "Oh, it's not the government." CBS2. Security analyst Rose Rice, a former FBI agent, said it's likely being used illegally. I doubt that they are installed by law enforcement, as they require a warrant to intercept conversations or data. And since the cell providers are ordered by the court to cooperate with the intercept, they really wouldn't need that. No, they don't want to pay the telecoms anymore for the data. They want their own systems that they also then use as the government's own cell communication that they think is secure for them and encrypted, but then that also doubles as stealing and grabbing all of your data. Do you got what I'm saying now? Do you understand what I'm saying now? Everything they do has been war-gamed, brain-bugged, looked at, actuary-studied to have multi-platform uses. But at the bottom of the rabbit hole, they want to know what everybody's doing to dump it into algorithms to know the future development of desires, where populations are going, what's going to be the next hot thing in the market, so they can steal your dreams, steal your patents, steal your ideas, and control and model the future. And when you're able to know people's dreams, you're then able to influence the dreams and add stimuli to control the herd instinct and literally enslave the mind, the group consciousness, the archetype of humanity, and destroy free will. You're able to rig the stock market. You're able to control the whole system. You're able to game every single facet of it. With this technology, they could literally empower humanity and turn humanity loose, and we, within a decade, would already be space bases, you name it. They're suppressing technology, it would be a renaissance. But they're not going to allow that. In fact, they may already have allowed it for themselves and be way more advanced than we even know. Because the open discussions are about how we're vestigial and how the elite have already moved on to the next level, and should they just exterminate us? Bill Joy's Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. We've got all the former top NSA people like William Benny and others saying, no, they're blackmailing everyone. The plan is, quote, total totalitarianism. And he is on the broadcast tomorrow, I'm told. This is the end of freedom. This is the end of free will. This is the end of having your own mind. And you look at this elite, they wage war on families, they wage war on logic, they wage war on prosperity, they wage war on health, they wage war on honor, they wage war on good. You understand? It's bad people running this. They built it to control us and dominate us as an act of pure power. We are all being given the Trojan horse technology. We're all being given sub-rings of power, to use the Lord of the Rings analogy. But everyone who's been given all these little rings, when the police department and the CIA and the FBI and all of you that are being told you're doing this for good and being told you're doing this to stop bad people and being told that this is part of a greater good plan, you don't know that in the darkness one ring was forged out of malice and hate to dominate and to bring total darkness to the world. One ring to rule them all. One ring to find them. One ring to bring them into the darkness and bind them. The archetypal allegory of the tyranny of the New World Order, which we now learn, as all great linguists and archetypal researchers, Professor J.R.R. Tolkien was aware of the New World Order and the master plan. And he said that the system is run by dark wizards that seek to control the consciousness and souls of humanity. And they are trying to build a ring to find them, to bring them, and to bind them. When we start the next hour, I will play the 6-minute report that is one of the most powerful ever by John Bowne. In fact, John Bowne's been producing and board hopping and helping coordinate reporters. He's done a great job all over the map, but he's so good at reports. I'm 50-50 now. I've got him just doing reports because that's really his true talent. He'll also be doing some directing and coming up with programs and things that we're going to be investigating and other things. But we've got John Bowne's report that's now up on Infowars.com coming up, dealing with the fact that there is basically an imminent American Chernobyl or imminent American Fukushima with these nuclear power plants that are built on the fault lines. And I'm going to tweet that video out as well at Real Alex Jones, and I'm going to get it posted to our Facebook. In fact, guys, I had the print off of the video earlier with the actual title of it. Can I have that again? I don't see that here or see that in my list. So I want to be able to announce the name of that so people know how to find that when I give it to the guys. Thank you. But it is so frustrating to have the system talk to us like children and have the FBI go, oh, we don't know what these towers are popping up. Ladies and gentlemen, it came out 3 years after we first broke it and Drudge carried our story. We just went to the federal purchase orders and the federal grant that they put up thousands more microphones in Chicago in the street lamps. And then earlier this year, they announced on local TV news that, yes, there are new sculptures in town that have terrorism and crisis monitoring equipment that happens to have audio. So they didn't say, we're listening to you. They said, oh, we have something to detect terrorists and that helps people during crises. It's audio. It records. Oh, it's audio. Okay. Oh, okay, great. It'd be like going to somebody's door and saying, hey, you mind if I come and put a microphone in your house just to listen to you? They would say, get off my porch before I punch you in the nose. But see, your cable boxes, your computers, they're all already listening to you. Patented, on record for a decade. Smart meters, all of it. You got boxes in your car, get ready to tax by the mile. It's already been put in. It's already been Trojan horse. It's already been set up. Premeditatedly, illegally, a mass rollout while they deny and deny and talk to you like you're children.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
investigation into the Diablo nuke plant built right on a fault line that's set to go any time. Federal experts say it would create an American Chernobyl. That investigative report, a week in the making, they were in California last week, is coming up at the start of the next hour. Then FDA whistleblowers expose that they know it's causing autism, the vaccines. John Rappaport joins us, and then we've got reporters on the border where the federal government says a terror attack is imminent and they believe will happen. I'm going to break down the rest of the story on that front. But again, there is ubiquitous spy grids built into the cell phones, the computers. I was told over a decade ago that the chips could be energized from a distance by a top engineer. And that they could, even if your computer wasn't hooked to the internet, they could wirelessly steal the data. And all this built-in tech, you've got to pay for it. It messes up how your machines function. We've had Dr. Stallman, the inventor of open source, on the show. He's talked about this. Why so much of our tech doesn't work right is because what we're using it for is secondary. You pay for a computer, you pay for a cell phone, you pay for a car, and there might be $5,000, I was reading in an article, of government-mandated illegal spy garbage, $5,000 of it. Most new cars have two or three spy hubs in them, wired in where the car won't work if it breaks. There's going to be a huge market in removing this stuff. In fact, if I wanted to just make money, I'd start a nationwide movement to remove the spy tech. Just like I told you before it was declassified that OnStar listens to you in real time without warrants. Then it came out in the news. And they don't want you knowing that. Just like it turned out the DEA, for over a decade, has access to NSA live phone records, live time, in their database. And then when they go to court to a grand jury or go to get an indictment, they build a fake case with fake evidence how they know you are a drug dealer or a money launderer. And they go and lie and perjure themselves, and it's ubiquitous in secret hand signals to the judges nationwide. And those same corrupt judges will put you in jail for not, quote, paying your income tax to the Federal Reserve. See how it's all a big little secret society, little secret agent thing. And, of course, they don't shut down the real drug dealers. They don't shut down the real child traffickers. They don't shut down the real child porn people that are doing snuff films. No, they plant it on innocent people's computers and then send them to prison. Now, there are good sectors of the government that are battling the other sector, but it's just so far gone, ladies and gentlemen. So we've got a report coming out where we'll document, you know, the mystery of the cell towers is solved. We just solved it right here. The Phantom Rogue cell towers are not Phantom or not Rogue. It's like black helicopters. They were hitting towns all over the country, blowing stuff up, scaring everybody as a psyop. Reporters would cover it, and national news would go, crazy people in St. Louis claim helicopters blew up the old bakery. And then there'd be local news footage of it happening. And for a decade, they would just say it didn't exist. I would go get footage of it, interview police chiefs, and they would have AP come out and say, Alex Jones is delusional and believe he saw black helicopters. Alex Jones believes they're secret cell towers. Alex Jones thinks fluoride hurts you. Oh, my gosh. He doesn't trust a known criminal organization. He's a bad guy. Meanwhile, jihadis have taken over Libya. They're murdering everybody in masks. Just Christians, blacks, non-radical Muslims, taking over the airfields, blown up the U.S. embassy. Obama and Hillary Clinton are getting no heat for overthrowing Gaddafi and doing this. No heat for 11 missing airliners in Tripoli. No heat for any of it. And there'll be no heat when ISIS blows up Fort Bliss with a dump truck full of TNT. There'll be, in fact, I predict MSNBC will somehow blame me. There'll be nothing, nothing. They'll blame George Washington like they do at Fort Hood, saying he's bad.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.